Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
Welcome to part two of our short series, Be Free. Today we explore helpful checkpoints to freedom. As we begin, here is a verse about living free. It is for freedom Christ has set you free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. Galatians 5:1. With this incredible promise and command, good checkpoints can help. So let's do a quick review. So part one, freedom with perspective, we said that perspective changes you. Also, it helps you manage your relationships, your complicated and difficult situations, your health, finances, schedule, and basically whatever you put your hand to. We also talked about opposing perspectives, and incidentally, you choose one of them. The first perspective is to agree with God. And let's just do a quick review of that too. Agreeing with God is the path of surrender, living sacrifice. Check out Romans 12, verse 1 and 1 Peter 2, 5. Incidentally, resolve helps you live in His ways each day. Remember, God desires your freedom with perspective. And also remember that Jesus said, "In this world you will have troubles, but take heart, I have overcome the world." John 16:33. And this means that Jesus has overcome every obstacle in your life. So, agree with God. So that was one perspective, agree with God. The other perspective is very much an option to you, but it's maybe not as good a choice. Here it is. Don't agree with God. If you follow your own ideas and path, you act out that you know better than God. Sadly, you believe you'll not be content until you have what you picture in your mind. Unfortunately, when you get your own way, you may not like what you end up with. Plus, you often don't know who you are anymore. Equally, you find yourself at a distance from God. Frankly, you end up with complicated situations and compromised relationships. So, agree with God. Now, that was some review on the two opposing perspectives that you can choose between. Additionally, we spent time looking at the enemy's and then Christ's approach to your life. And strategically, it's easy to pick a side. So let's review that too. The enemy's approach. He hates you completely. He constantly tries to deceive you. He takes advantage of you when you're down. He bugs and irritates you without end. He deliberately weaves hurt into your life, and he casts evil, hurtful, dysfunctional shadows over you. Of course, it only makes sense. These points severely limit your freedom and perspective. Apparently, that's one reason why your enemy uses them. So, that was a look at the enemy's approach to your life. What about Christ's approach? And again, this is all review. Jesus loves you perfectly, always tells you the truth. He compassionately lifts you up when you're down. He enables and encourages your spirit with no end. He deliberately weaves love, healing, and intervention into your life. And he casts shadows of second chances, new beginnings, grace, peace, and joy over you. And you'll notice that all of the perspectives, the approaches that Jesus has towards you are point by point the opposite of what the enemy's approach is to you. Shadows from God always transform you into His image. Because He loves you so much, it only makes sense that God would employ those tactics. So in summary, we also talked about fixing your perspective, and you have something to do with that. First, humble yourself. Next, ask God for wisdom, help, and strength. Then, seek His face always. And finally, remember what He has done. And then we went into a lot more detail on those points. So today, the checkpoints to freedom, we're going to dig into that now. Checkpoints help in every area of life. For example, your career, your relationships, personal responsibilities, your medical health plan, your use of technology, and so on. Freedom also has checkpoints. Spiritual freedom comes from unseen dimensions. And if you read the article, that is in bold. It comes from unseen dimensions. Additionally, freedom in Christ is secure. Plus, it helps you live effectively. At this point, let's look at a verse that we started with from Galatians 5:1. It is for freedom Christ has set you free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by the yoke of slavery. Easily, you can see two focuses of action in this verse. The first one is that God has done something for you. Remarkably, Jesus bought freedom for you, undeserved, a gift of love, a sacrifice that cannot be repaid, a debt of love. So that's the first focus from that verse. The second focus is that you must keep doing something for yourself. Basically, stand firm. Don't let yourself get entangled in issues again that put you back into a yoke of slavery. Essentially, this is a burden you were never created to bear. Interestingly, adopting those two focuses means you live in freedom. So, since you bear responsibility in freedom, what are checkpoints to freedom that would help? Well, first of all, number one, know your enemy. The second one is to be present in the moment and be accurate. Third is to fully surrender to Christ in daily details. And then the fourth, always be flexible. Now, we're going to explore each one of those checkpoints. First one, know your enemy. If you don't know who your enemy is, you can easily be deceived, caught off guard, or overpowered. Your enemy attacks your spiritual freedom to do all kinds of things, and here's a longer list. It's amazing how many things the enemy attacks you with. First, he threatens your character. He judges you. Wants to pull you down, discourage you, keep you ineffective, confuse or trick you, create insecurity, taunt you with loneliness, cause division between believers. He tells lies, promotes two-faced people. In other words, one way to your face and quite another behind your back. And then finally, he pushes to work slander, malignment, and defame against your character. So, whenever you see these things, stay away. You can overcome the enemy. Incidentally, God created your original design to help you overcome his and your enemy. Subsequently, God intends to keep you free to do these things, to lift you up each day, to encourage you, to teach you effective tactics against the enemy and how to live well, to bless your work with clear thinking and productivity, to partner with you to protect the freedom Christ paid dearly for you. Interestingly, the enemy has very predictable tactics as he targets your life. You know, same old approach, basically to discourage you and render you helpless. Contrastingly, God has abundantly creative, strategic tactics to help you with the training and your defenses. He lifts you up into healthy living. Plus, he protects you as you stay hidden with Christ in God, from Colossians 3, verse 3. And then the third thing, you can never guess what he's going to do next. God is unpredictable, and utterly faithful. Incidentally, one of your best tactics is to stay away from the enemy as you stay close to Jesus. Additionally, ignore false messages he wants you to believe. Instead, choose scripture. And finally, never yield to temptation. Conclusion: side with God. Okay, so that first point that we just went over is to know your enemy. That's the first checkpoint. Second checkpoint is be present in the moment and be accurate. Consider what you learned in geometry about angles. Deviate just 1 degree and continue on that trajectory, and you get way off course. Similarly, it's easy to get off course, even 1 degree, with God's principles. Naturally, to stay on course and be accurate means be present in the moment, focused, aware, informed. In other words, mind your surroundings. Plus, remember, we said, your enemy attacks your spiritual freedom with a long list of predictable tactics. To be accurate in God's ways, take in scripture and live it out. God's word gives direction, balance, and power. Use scripture each day to be present in the moment. Simultaneously, be accurate. So the conclusion for that point is to know scripture and to live free. So that's your second checkpoint. First one is know your enemy. Second is to be present in the moment and be accurate. The third checkpoint for freedom is fully surrender to Christ in daily details. When you are fully surrendered to Jesus in daily details, you begin to live up to your potential. Additionally, you stay free. Surrender to God means everything you think, say, and do will display the character of Jesus. As you do this, his character becomes your own. Listen to Romans 12:1. Offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Put another way, full surrender to Jesus always gives preference to his way, his agenda, his nature, and his character. All those must become part of you increasingly in everything you do each day as you die to self. The conclusion for this checkpoint is die to self and live for Jesus. Rise up into a life you otherwise never could. And the fourth and final checkpoint that we're going to talk about today is always be flexible. Naturally, the name of the game as you live each day is to be flexible. Rarely does a day go by exactly as you planned it to. Interestingly, and common knowledge, things that are rigid often break more easily. Consider glassware, china dishes, the body of a car, windows, marble structures. Contrastingly, things that are flexible tend to take more wear and tear. Plus, they don't break as easily. Consider tires on a car, well-made shoes, rubber kitchen utensils, shrubs around your house, and floor mats. All Jesus followers are vastly different from one another, yet they are unified through one Savior. Consequently, flexibility is needed for partnership. People unwilling to see another perspective often have one narrow perspective. They can also break more easily. Additionally, they may break other people. Thankfully, Jesus is flexible in every way. He is a master teacher. Plus, his life provides an example to be creative, open-minded, and accepting. Naturally, Jesus is very flexible. So the conclusion about this checkpoint for freedom is this: be flexible and pliable in God's hands so you don't break. Here are some application thoughts and questions. Number one, explore where you need stronger checkpoints concerning knowing your enemies, being present in the moment and being accurate, fully surrendering to Christ in daily details, and always being flexible. The second one is, what specific checkpoints do you need to work on? Third, are you actively doing your part to protect your freedom in Christ? Four, when is the last time you thanked Jesus for doing his part so you could stay free? This is the second episode in a short series, Be Free. Stay tuned for one more. Stay in Freedom is part three, and it's coming up next week. Portions of this content come from my book, More Epistles for an iGeneration, Relevant in a Digital Age. This is a devotional book that takes you through all Paul's letters that follow 1 and 2 Corinthians. You can find this book in our bookstore, www.aliveandactivelife.org/store. I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use our online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.